When your shopping list is long enough, but your wallet may not be strong enough, the place to go is Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need this holiday season and help support Rob Has a Podcast. Start your shopping at the holidays homepage for plenty of gift ideas at robhasawebsite.com/holidays. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Sisternier here with another Survivor Blood vs. Water exit interview Thursday. And this is going to be the last Thursday exit interview that we do of the season. I can't believe it's over, but we're going to speak with Katie Collins here this morning. She became the latest person eliminated from the show last night. We're going to have her in just a bit. Of course, last night had a very interesting discussion with Stephen Fishback talking about everybody trying to get Monica to flip and whether or not Monica made the right move by not flipping. So if you want to check that out, you can always watch that video at robhasawebsite.com, on our YouTube channel at robhasawebsite.com/YouTube, or on iTunes at robhasawebsite.com/iTunes for the audio podcast feed. But you guys know this already. You've been listening to these podcasts for way too long, and I certainly appreciate it. So today we've got a big show as well. Of course, after this exit interview, I'm going to speak with Shane Powers from Survivor Exile Island, the never boring Shane Powers. So we're going to talk with him later on today. That should be a very interesting conversation. And then I'm going to get into your voicemails with Jeff Pittman from the TrueDorkTimes.com. So I'm going to have a very fun show for you guys later on this afternoon. And of course, we're going to have our live Survivor Know-It-Alls recap after the Survivor finale, and that's going to be on Sunday night at about 11:05 p.m. Eastern time. So we'll recap the live show, the reunion, everything that went into the show on Sunday night, and we'll talk about the winner of season 27 of Survivor, and maybe even look ahead to what's coming for Survivor 28. So that's going to be on Sunday night. Now, before we get into this interview with Katie, I'm pretty sure 99.9% of the people who are listening to this, of course, know that last week there was a terrible tragedy that Katie's brother, Taylor, also Tina's son, was killed in a car accident. And so I wasn't sure if Katie was going to do exit press today. So she, in fact, is going to do it. So just so you guys know what we're talking about, so it's not a shock to you, you guys, in case anybody doesn't know, I'm just not going to reset that with her when we talk to her. But of course, we'll mention our deep condolences to her. So it looks like we have Katie on the line. So let's go ahead and patch her in.
Hey, Rob, how are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing very well, Katie. Before I even ask you how you're doing, I just want to just express such deep condolences from everybody in the Rob Has a Podcast community and everybody in the larger Survivor community. Completely, our hearts just go completely out to you and your mom.
Oh, thank you so much. I mean, every time someone says that, I mean, I really do. I feel so much love from you guys and from the CBS family and the Survivor family. And there's been such an outpour. And it's really, really, I mean, it is a hard time for us, but we're getting through it with all the love and support from you guys. And it's overwhelming and great. So thank you so much for that.
And the fans too, like the people who watch the show really feel like they get to know you. And of course, so many of the people grew up watching your mom on the second season. So a lot of people feel a real connection to you guys. So I've been asked by many, many people just to pass along their thoughts for who can't do it directly. So is there anything,
yeah,
is there anything that people can do? Is there anything that you guys want people to, you know, to channel that energy towards?
Yeah, what we were thinking initially, you know, through my brother's funeral and proceeds, and what we were telling people and our friends and family is, instead of flowers or a Jell-O mold or casserole, to donate to the Philippines Relief Fund for the through the Red Cross. But obviously, you know, the Philippines opened their arms to us and had us for, you know, over a month, and we're feeling for them as well. And you know, when you suffer loss, you think about all the other people that have gone through similar situations. So if anyone wants to sort of give back. We're asking to go to the Red Cross and for the Philippine disaster relief.
Okay, well, I'll put a link up to that in the show notes for this podcast. And thank you very much for coming on with us. I'm sure you have a lot more things on your mind than talking about Survivor.
Oh, my gosh, no. I don't have to work, and I'm in California, and I would love to talk about the game. And
great.
You.
So well, let's do
I'm
it.
I'm telling you right now, this is, like, great.
Great. So, Katie, last night you had the unfortunate experience of having to go against your mom on Redemption Island, and then there was sort of like this moment where Jeff asked your mom, like, okay, what are you going to do, Tina? She's like, well, I'm just going to go into the challenge and see how it goes. Did you know then that your mom was probably not going to give herself up?
I honestly, she's not, she can be unpredictable, and I didn't know what she would do. Even in the game, you know, when Aris got voted out, we went back to tribal and she kind of made her whirlwind of a speech. I didn't know that she was going to do that, and that's not in her nature. So going into that redemption arena, I didn't know what she would do. I know we had talked about it the night before, and, you know, we had that sweet little moment where we're holding hands, and I just told her, she's like, I will let you win. And I'm like, let's just try our hardest. Let's both try as hard as we can and may the best man win. But I knew it wouldn't be that easy for her. I mean, way easier said than done.
Right.
So I didn't know. I had no idea what direction she would take it. But I told her to not lay it down on her back and let me walk through there. But, you know, it was sort of bittersweet. I wanted to see her go through, but I didn't want to go home. You know, I think we were all going through this emotional turmoil at that point.
Because in the episode, you said last night, your mom said, all right, so Katie, what do you think? Should I do it? And you said, it's okay. It's all right. And it really, I'm married, so I know that that's not necessarily 100% you saying, yes, definitely go ahead and do it. It was sort of begrudgingly.
Well, I didn't want to be like, oh, yes, please pop through that gate. I really want to go home, you know?
Right.
It was like... All right, it's okay. You know, go through it. I'm here. I mean, and unfortunately, that key ring fell on the sand, and I kept trying to pick it up, and it was pushing. It pushed underneath the legs of the podium, mm-hmm. so it was hard to even, like, pivot it up and get it through the gate. So we would have been there all afternoon, and I know the guy sitting in the seats didn't want to be there in the 120-degree heat either. I was just, it was such a sense of defeat, really, and I didn't really want to go home. So it was more of a reluctant, yes, it's okay. I wasn't going to say, no, stay there. Let me finish this up. Let me wrap it up.
Yeah. Well, let's go back to your experience in the game then last week. So we had this really historic tribal council, the first time that we drew rocks on Survivor since Survivor 4, which is really amazing. So, was there any hesitation for you before you stuck your hand in the bag, or were you feeling pretty good at that point?
You know, you can be as confident as you can be, but when it's up to chance like that, you just never know. And Tyson always liked to go last. When we drew buffs for the tribe swap, like every time we had to draw something, Tyson always asked to go last. And that was just maybe his even last-ditch strategy, I don't know. But it really worked for him. So if I ever go back in the game and I have to draw anything, I'm going to ask to go last. I don't know if that makes a difference, but I think all of us were scared. We were all very frightened. And, you know, even his little comment after I drew the white rock about the jury seat, I mean, it was out of fear and probably relief and every other emotion, because we didn't go in knowing we were going to draw rocks, and Tyson had an idol in his pocket. And if he were to go home, it would have, I mean, wow, that would have been, it was a really epic tribal moment, and I wouldn't have changed anything. I wish I didn't draw the white rock, but
right.
It made for a wonderful, very, very entertaining evening.
It was very exciting. Yes. Now, when you open your hand and you see the white rock, could you just take us through that experience and what's going through your mind there?
When we did the 1, 2, 3 and you open your hand, you almost kind of don't want to believe it. You know, it's a white rock, you know, and so you're like, okay, this means I'm gone. And then you're sort of like rationalizing it in your hand. You're like, okay, I have to get my torch, because you're not voted out. You know, you're not sitting there looking at Jeff, seeing your name on the card over and over again and anticipating grabbing your stack and then your torch. I mean, it's just like 1, 2, 3, go, you're gone. And it's just sort of a different flow of emotions, because I felt that night I really didn't feel safe, but I knew that they were gunning after Hayden. So I didn't sort of have these anxieties initially, but it sucked. You know, you just want to hang your head, and I didn't want to go to Redemption. I wanted to see my mom, but that's stupid rock.
Yeah.
Every time I see a white rock, I want to crush it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a totally different experience. Like, I think I would lose my mind to pick the rock, and I would be scared to do it. But you made the right decision, I have to say. That there's no other way you could have handled it. You had to leave it up to the fate. It didn't work out that way.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I really, really do. It was, like Tyson said, a ballsy move.
Yeah.
But that was it would have made for such a great tribal if he would have gone home.
Of course.
And then we could get Jervis and Monica out. And, oh, man.
Now,
what if?
Now, Tyson said to you after that, he said to you, all right, yeah, ballsy move. And then he pointed to the jury and said, okay, that's your seat over there. Could you believe that he said that to you? Did that piss you off, or did it just make you laugh?
I was taken aback. I really was, because he did have a lot of those little like Tyson moments that we all knew so well. But since I was at the lowest point of my game, you know, that was rock bottom for me. And that's sort of like,
no pun intended,
pick a dog when they're down, you know?
Yeah.
So I was taken aback, but I honestly, Rob, I think he was just so terrified and relieved. Like, there was nothing, like, he was mad at me, I know. And we were never really an alliance, so we never had to play niceties with each other. So I think he's just like, listen, you know, see you over there. Thank God I'm still in this thing.
Mm-hmm. Let's go back to the episode before that, when you guys had this plan. All of the new players came up with the idea, hey, okay, there's four of us, there's three of them. Let's vote out Tyson and Jervis and Monica. And I said, okay, well, this is a very good plan, because there's four of them, there's three, this makes a lot of sense. And then Sierra went and told Tyson the plan. Did you have any suspicions that Sierra had been talking to Tyson? We saw a lot in this episode of what Hayden and Caleb thought, but we didn't get a lot of sense of what you were thinking during this episode.
Yeah, I think we all sort of knew, even though Sierra she's a pretty good liar. I mean, I'm a very awful liar, but she's good. She can kind of look you in the eyes and say, okay, this is what we're doing, and then go somewhere else. And, you know, she was pretty to me with Tyson at that point, and we kind of knew which way she was going. And I think when we had the bucket challenge and she decided not to participate, that really said a lot. And, but at that point, I mean, really, what can you do? You can't sit her down and say, okay, well, please just stay with us and be honest to what we're going to do. I think that she kind of enjoys having each foot in a different pool, you know, kind of like she said, it gives her power, but it was kind of sad too, because we were, we were Tadana, and we would have liked to have seen her go with us, but you know, we're all making moves for ourselves, and yeah, we knew Sierra went to the dark side.
Now, how hard was it for you through most of the post-merge game? You were pretty much on the bottom from the moment that Otis got voted out of the game. It was pretty much that you were in a bad position for most of the game. So the second half of the game. So what was it like for you? Right. Were you able to talk to people, or did people sort of see you as a pariah and they didn't want to work with you at all?
It was more, I was on the bottom. You know, my alliance, my mom's alliance tumbled as soon as ours got blindsided. And that's why mom sort of said what she did coming back from that tribal. And then, so I'm thinking to myself, great, I'm next. You know, Tina, then Katie. And so I did feel like odd man out in a way. You know, everyone is staying true to their, and all, you know, you have Jared, Tyson, Monica, and they're, you know, sort of unbreakable. And I felt like I was just like odd man out in a way. Mm-hmm. And just sort of hoping for, like Sierra said, a crack in alliances, and that, you know, just kind of play a waiting game and see kind of what happened. Yeah, so it was kind of a crappy situation to be in. But it actually, you know, I felt like I got pretty far, so.
Yeah. And Hayden said you look good at tribal council, so you got to take the small victories.
Yeah, I guess a little elbow grease doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, over 30 days on an island without showering and brushing your teeth and doing your hair and makeup, I mean, we're kind of hungover 24/7, and then to get a shower and to a little bit shine. I didn't even know that they said that, so it was kind of funny when I was watching it to hear all that.
Yeah. No. And maybe Vetus hopefully thought the same thing, and maybe you guys can make your mom happy.
Oh man. Yeah, caveman style. Yeah. And grandbabies in the whole nine yards.
We don't have too much time. I don't want to get into that. So last thing before we have to wrap up. What was it like for you that you were, how old were you when your mom was on Survivor Australia?
I was 13.
And so, okay, so here's your mom. She wins Survivor. She becomes a huge national, worldwide celebrity doing Survivor. She goes and then she goes back again, does the All Stars with me. And then, so now here she is now all these years later, and now you go back to Survivor with your mom. What's that like for you, having grown up around Survivor and then ultimately doing the show with your mom?
Yeah, it's always been a part of our lives. You know, especially growing up in Knoxville, Tennessee, it's pretty small. So initially your mom was on the show, you go to the grocery store and everyone's like, that's that girl from Survivor. I didn't watch you on television, you know? And so it just became like, Katie, you know, her mom on Survivor. And that's sort of your introduction to people for a while. And then I guess recently, you know, you kind of grow up in my adult life, you know, you move and make other decisions, and it just becomes like, okay, my mom did this really cool thing, and it's hers, and we didn't think that we would ever be able to do it together. And I actually remember when she called me and she's like, Katie, hypothetically, it's like, would you want to do the Survivor show with me? And I'm like, where is this coming from? I'm like, is she just sitting there in the mountains conjuring up these ideas? Yeah. Or is this real life? And just to be approached with that, I mean, now it's something we've done together. And honestly, all the fans, I feel like on Twitter and Facebook, it, you know, I get messages of, you know, we love your mother and we now love you too. You know, it's like we've seen you both together. And I mean, it's so cool. It really, really is. I didn't know, honestly, Rob, I didn't know kind of what reactions would be. I know myself and I know my mother, and I kind of know how we would play the game. But I think that with her fans and support, kind of trickles to me as well. Mm-hmm. Like, oh my gosh, I love Tina. I've always loved Tina. And, you know, now our family is in love with you too, you know? And so I feel like I've kind of like leaped over that bridge, and I'm kind of on the Survivor family, and I'm a part of it. And it's awesome.
Well, Katie, it was fun getting to know you this season. I hope to see you at the finale stuff this weekend. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and give your best to your mom for me. I got to spend a lot of time with her after Survivor All Stars, and she's a really great lady.
Oh, she is, and I'll tell her. I'll probably talk to her later on, and I'll tell her you said hello.
Okay.
And
all
it's
right.
Good to talk to you again, and I'll surely see you soon.
All right, see you soon. Okay, take care. All right, everybody, there you have it. That was Katie Collins here with us, joining us on Rob Has a Podcast. And very, very tough stuff that the entire Wesson Collins family is going through. And, you know, can't say it enough how much our hearts go out to them. So now this weekend is the big Survivor finale, and of course, we are the place to go for your Survivor finale coverage. I told you before about our Survivor Know-It-Alls. That's going to be live on Sunday night, 11 p.m.-ish Eastern, a couple minutes after the reunion ends. Stephen Fishback and I will get on here and start talking about everything that happened. And then Monday is going to be the big day for all your Survivor exit interviews. There's going to be there's a lot of people that are still in the game, so hopefully we get to talk to everybody. Back in Survivor Redemption Island, like there was a couple people that fell through the cracks. They didn't give us 7 interviews on Monday, but hopefully we get to talk to everybody. We will surely talk to the final 3, and we'll get you all those interviews on Monday coming up. So that's going to be a very, very big weekend. I'm very excited. Thank you guys so much for listening to all these exit interviews all season long. And if you're doing any holiday shopping this weekend online, the place to go is the Amazon.com. Check out our shopping links at robiswebsite.com/Amazon for plenty of gift ideas and get the best deals on holiday gifts for all of your loved ones coming up. So I am going to, we've got a quick turnaround for the Shane Powers podcast. So I'm going to try to get that podcast up as early as I can today. Hopefully it'll be up by the late afternoon for me. So maybe early evening on the East Coast. So check that out, and I will talk to you again soon. Take care, everybody. Bye.